Okay, let's have a look now at gamblers and pigeons. Apparently, they have something in common. Gamblers are more likely to take risks if a high-value reward is up for grabs, according to research by the University of Warwick. It was published in Biology Letters. People are 35% less risk-averse if a lucrative prize is on offer. So Dr. Elliot Ludwig, who led the study, believes these actions are influenced partly by their memories of previous winning bets. Any big wins we've had in the past are memorable and stand out when we are making our decision to gamble again, he said. Interestingly, a similar conclusion was drawn in tests on pigeons, as they also used past experiences to inform their future gambling decisions. The doctor suggested this could be due to the fact the birds are distantly related to humans and have experienced similar evolutionary pressures, adding that birds and people both seem to share the same basic biology that drives risk-taking. So, Professor Philip Corr from City University, who is a chartered psychologist, said, "Whereas animals are typically risk-seeking when a reward, for example food, is on offer, humans tend to be risk-averse when faced with a choice between safe and risky gains. This human risk preference has puzzled psychologists, especially as it often leads to suboptimal decision-making. For example, on the stock market, people tend to sell their shares too soon when prices rise, as they want to lock in gains. But it is an established principle among successful stock traders that gains should be left to run and losses cut short. On the basis of evidence, pigeons would make better stock traders than the average human investor." I must just add at this point, looking at what's been happening in the City of London recently, I couldn't agree more. I think we should just replace them all with pigeons. Let's see what happens. What might account for these different risk profiles? Well, whereas humans are typically presented with described odds, animals have to learn about them through trial and error, so the two situations are different. What if human, like animals, had to learn the odds? This study found that information format makes all the difference. Pigeons and humans were tested on an odds learning task. Both species had to learn about four options: two that led to high value rewards and two that led to low value rewards. For each reward level, there was a safe option, a guaranteed fixed reward, and a risky option, a 50-50 chance of a better or worse reward. Personally, I've never been a gambler, and I've always found all this thing about the betting a bit confusing. So I'm living not very far from the Aintree Racecourse, about 10 minutes actually, and I do have to say that I find it, when someone is explaining to me how the odds and the bets and everything work, I never understand all that. All the 10 to 1, 5 to 1 business. So this is sort of going, I don't understand any of this. Well, anyway, results showed that both pigeons and humans were less risk-averse for the high-value options than the low-value ones. In other words, both species were more motivated by high potential reward. The researchers conclude that both species overweight. The researchers conclude that both species overweight extreme outcomes. Which drives risky choice with experienced rewards. This significant cognitive bias. My goodness, you know, I've had a bit of a holiday, but I've forgotten how to read. May account for many forms of Wednesday lose shift decision making previously seen in monkeys. In particular, this bias may help to explain why people's experience of gambling strengthens their betting behavior despite the odds not changing. Sometimes it seems learning through experience is not a good thing. Okay, if you have any comments on that, or a critique of the way I read the article, or any, if you want to teach me how the betting thing works, I have no idea. I've got no interest in it, but, you know, it'd be nice to be able to say, well, actually, yes, when someone says, so do you get it now? I've spent half an hour explaining to you. So do you understand how the 10 to 1, 5 to 1 thing works? I'd like to be able to say yes. Right. Okay. So gamblers and pigeons have something in common. What do you think? Get in touch. twitter.com/EnglishRadio.